Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 23, Scene 5. Krishna instructs the wives of the Vedic Brahmanas. Krishna welcomed the wives of the Vedic Brahmanas with the following words. You are all very fortunate and welcomed here. Please let me know what I can do for you. Your coming here, neglecting all the restrictions and hindrances of relatives, fathers, brothers, and husbands, in order to see me, is completely befitting. One who does this actually knows his or her self-interest, because rendering transcendental loving service unto me without motive or restriction is actually auspicious for the living entities. Lord Krishna herein confirms that the highest perfectional stage of the conditioned soul is to surrender unto Him. One must give up all other responsibilities. This complete surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most auspicious path for the conditioned soul, because the Supreme Lord is the supreme objective of love. Everyone is loving Krishna ultimately, but realization is according to the advancement of one's knowledge. One comes to understand that one's self is spirit soul, and the spirit soul is nothing but part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate goal of love, and thus one should surrender unto Krishna. This surrender is considered auspicious for the conditioned soul. Our life, property, home, wife, children, house, country, society, and all paraphernalia, which are very dear to us, are but expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the central object of love, because Krishna gives us all bliss, expanding Himself in so many ways according to our different situations, namely bodily, mentally, and spiritually. Krishna then continued to speak to the wives of the Vedic Brahmanas. You can now all return to your homes, engage yourselves in sacrificial activities, and be engaged in the service of your husbands and household affairs, so that your husbands will be pleased with you, and the sacrifice which they have begun will be properly executed. After all, your husbands are householders, and without your help, how can they execute their prescribed duties? Dear Lord Krishna, this sort of instruction does not befit you, for your eternal promise is that you will always protect your devotees. So now you must fulfill this promise. Anyone who comes and surrenders unto you never goes back to the conditional life of material existence. We expect that you will now fulfill your promise. We have surrendered unto your lotus feet, which are covered by tulsi leaves. So we have no more desire to return to the company of our so-called relatives, friends, and society, and give up the shelter of your lotus feet? And what shall we do returning to our homes? Our husbands, brothers, fathers, sons, mothers, and our friends do not expect to see us, because we have already left them all. Therefore, we have no shelter to return to. Please, therefore, do not ask us to return home, but arrange for our stay under your lotus feet, so that we can eternally live under your protection. My dear wives, rest assured that your husbands will not neglect you upon your return, nor will your brothers, sons, and fathers refuse to accept you. Because you are my pure devotees, not only your relatives, but also people in general, as well as the demigods, will be satisfied with you. Lord Krishna is situated as the Supersoul in everyone's heart. So, if someone becomes a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, one immediately becomes pleasing to everyone. The pure devotee of Lord Krishna is never inimical to anyone. A sane person cannot be an enemy of a pure devotee. My dear wives of the Brahmanas, transcendental love for me does not depend upon bodily connection, but anyone whose mind is always absorbed in me will surely, very soon, come to me for my eternal association. However, one of the Brahmana's wives was forcibly checked from going to see Krishna, and she began to remember Krishna as she heard of his bodily features. Being completely absorbed in his thought, she gave up her material body conditioned by the laws of material nature. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.